to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome to a bonus episode 226 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, man. I cannot believe all that has gone down to start off season five of the Lap Traffic Podcast, the start of the 2021 NASCAR season. I mean, this is week three of bonus shows with the Carnomaly 500. So this is the series wrap up, if you will, for the Carnomaly 500 and the bonus content for that. And I'm excited to get to this afternoon, evenings, weekend show, whenever you listen to it. It's been a blast, but don't fret, Lap Traffic Nation, because there is still plenty of more bonus content coming your way. That's right. Next week is going to be the kickoff of the bi-monthly bonus content with Dustin Albino from Jayski.com. So stay tuned to social media for some input from you guys that we'll be looking for content, some talking points, all that good stuff. So, but tonight, as I said, it's the finale for the Carnomaly 500. And man, what a crazy 3 weeks it's been. But before I get to that, everybody, make sure you get to manscaped.com. Use code LAPPED, L-A-P-P-E-D, at checkout. Get 20% off your order and free shipping. Let's see. This past week, Tuesday, did you check out episode 225 yet with Daytona 500 winner Michael McDowell? Go check that out if you haven't already. I think I've got Tuesday's guests lined up. I think from NASCAR.com, Pat DeCola is going to be making his return to the show. So plenty coming up and all that. But for right now, 3 weeks. Carnomaly 500. What an absolutely incredible event. And I'm going to just kind of reset what went down over the last 3 weeks from my perspective, from the racing perspective, all that good stuff. So, like I said, it was announced a couple weeks ago I was going to do some podcasting for the Carnomaly 500 with Parker Kligerman, Landon Castle's E-Racer series, broadcasting live on Twitch. And I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, right? Like, I wasn't sure, you know, what I was getting into. You know, I watched the Pro Series during COVID and all that. And I've always kind of wanted to get into the iRacing thing. The level of involvement is crazy. I love stuff like that. Don't know I'd ever be able to compete with those guys that were out there, but it looks like a lot of fun, and I'm even more like ready to pull that trigger and get something just because, man, it just looks like so much fun. And to have some fun out there, like, you want to give me trucks at Eldora to go run around in for an hour and on a weeknight and have some fun doing that? Yes, please. But the wife might kill me there. But anyways, I digress. So I'm like, all right, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. I think this will be cool. Extra content, you know, way to work with awesome guys like Landon and Parker and see what we can put together. And so week one, right, over 400 competitors in a bunch of heat races Wednesday, Thursday night to cut down to what led to our race this past Wednesday night with in the middle. And I really liked the second weeks of events. I really did, because it was mirrored to Daytona for the most part. We had our single car qualifying run, and we had our Valvoline pole night, which was incredible. And you're actually going to hear from Valvoline tonight in tonight's show. So stay tuned to that. And then we had the Blue Emu duels, which were awesome. And all that led to Nick Ottinger on the pole, but electing to take the Racing Wits Challenge and start dead last for an extra $15,000 had he won the event. And Nick was nickel and diming his way up through the pack, but Daytona does what Daytona does, and it did some things to Nick Ottinger and knocked him out of contention. Our inheriting pole sitter, because Nick went to the back, was Ray Afala, and Ray got into some trouble in the race. And all of this leading up to our winner, Jimmy Mullis, who you're going to hear from later tonight. You're also going to hear from Landon Castle and Parker Kligerman to kind of wrap everything up in a nice little bow. They're working on their next event already. And I love the fact that they don't you know, there's no limit in terms of who can sign up and register for it. It's affordable. It's a $25 entry fee to who knows. You could pay $25, you know, go buy a steering wheel the night before, get yourself signed up, and you could be in a heat race against the likes of Kyle Busch, who was given a provisional entry into the Cardamaly 500. And he too, you know, Kyle Busch didn't do Kyle Busch things. He wasn't in victory lane. You know, when I think that's awesome. And you know he was bummed. You know he wanted to do something. I'm sure that probably would have gone to charity or something like that with whatever he won, but that, you know, Kyle Busch has to win anything he's racing. So looking forward to seeing Kyle Busch in the trucks tonight, though. Side note, we are getting some truck racing. I'm very excited about that tonight. So anyways, that's kind of like the synopsis, the quick 30-second summary of what happened over the last 3 weeks. And I'm telling you, I loved sitting down here in the man cave Wednesday, Thursday nights for the last couple weeks and watching this live on Twitch, the broadcasting with David Shieldhouse, who you heard on last week's bonus show, Lannon and Parker. I mean, it mirrors a full-fledged production broadcast like you'd see on NBC or Fox. So if you did not tune into it live on Twitch, make sure you come and join us for the next go around of this thing. Interactive. My gosh, is it so interactive? They've got live ongoing questions for everybody in the chat that's watching live. They give stuff away. There's nothing bad about it. I mean, it's during the week. Tune in, watch some awesome sim racers go out there and do what they do. So if you did watch it, I know you enjoyed yourselves. If you've listened over the last couple of weeks to some of the bonus content, I hope you've enjoyed that. And let's wrap things up. And let's kick the show off with Patrick Daughtry from Valvoline, who sponsored the Valvoline Pole Night last Wednesday for the Cardamaly 500. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, joining me on the line, he's the Associate Brand Manager with Valvoline, who sponsored Valvoline Pole Night for the Cardamaly 500, which is coming up to an end this week. Yes, the big three-week event's coming up to a close. But joining me on the line right now, he's a Kentucky grad. It's Patrick Daughtry. Patrick, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, you know, just doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Kentucky, which we're very thankful for after going through an Arctic blizzard. But yeah, just you know, day-to-day Zoom calls and talking to great people like yourself.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, up here in Michigan, man, you know, it's there's hardly any snow left on the ground and it's 50 degrees. So I'm ready to go grab my golf clubs. I'm ready to go.
All right. Yeah, I know. I'm ready to go to a track. I've been.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, and I think this year is like the latest I've ever gone without going to a racetrack, and I do track events and a little bit of wheel to wheel here and there. So I'm dying. I'm itching to get on track.
I feel you, man. I am chomping at the bit. Hopefully sooner rather than later, that's going to happen for both of us for sure. I have high hopes for that. Listen, before we get into racing stuff, Matt, Kentucky grad, Kentucky basketball, man, talk to me about that. They're struggling a little bit.
I don't know if I want to talk about that. I kind of want to, you know, when I was in school at Kentucky, Cal Party came in my sophomore year, so tons of hype. I was kind of there, I feel like, during the glory days. And it's been a great ride, you know, up until this year's been, it's been a little tough.
Yeah.
And, I feel like I struggle even to turn it on, though. I'm still blue, still a big fan. But yeah, it's a bit of a sad point in, for Kentucky basketball right now, but hey, you know, there's still time, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
I mean, anything can happen.
Yes. I mean, maybe you guys have lost your mojo a bit and my amazing blue Michigan Wolverines have picked it up, but, not if you look at last night's game against Iowa where they just got, I mean, that was, I don't even know who showed up to play last night. Cause that was not the Michigan basketball team that's beaten Ohio State, beaten Iowa, beaten Wisconsin. Like I don't know what that was last night, but that was not Michigan basketball. Paul. That's
it's brutal. And I thought going into 20, I'm just trying to find the reset button for 2021. You know, I thought everything was going to be hunky dory. So, but it looks like we're on that path. We'll see how it goes.
I love it. All right, man. All right. So let's talk about Valvoline and their involvement in racing across the board. Valvoline has sponsored just about anything that's got two and four wheels. You know, talk a little bit about Valvoline's history and their commitment to racing.
Yeah, you know, it's an honor really to be a part of you know, the Valvoline family, or Team Valvoline as we like to call it. And we got an amazing history. Like I said, we've sponsored a little bit of everything, and you know, we actually have a campaign right now. It's OMO, Original Motor Oil, and it really highlights a lot of those great things that we've done in the past and how we continue to push, you know, things forward. I mean, if you look at our mix these days, and, you know, we sponsor everything from, you know, Hendrick Motorsports, which we have a great relationship with them. And that's just an awesome partnership. They've got a great group of guys racing this year. You know, and if we go on to, we sponsor this SECA. So I had a long history with them. And it's been really nice to be, you know, really at that grassroots level. And then even on the Hendrick Motorsports side, you know, you got Alex Bowman. We sponsor ABR, so we support his efforts, you know, in the dirt world, and he's even got a drift car with Valvoline on the side of it, so we're pretty excited about that. And I mean, the list goes on. I mean, we're in, you know, we sponsor a late model series called Valvoline Ironman Series. We've got a relationship with Detroit Speed. We've got Arca Menards, and we've got a couple more announcements coming up. I wish I could talk about right now, but we're about probably a week or two away from making some fun announcements.
Sure.
I'm trying to think what else we've got. And then Chris Forsberg, we've got, you know, Formula D guy, awesome DIYer, fab guy. And, he's going to be debuting a really cool car at the end of this month. That's, been dubbed the Ultimaniac. It's a four-seater, drift car. So be on the lookout for that.
That's awesome. I love
it. And then, of course, our ice and our racing stuff. So yeah, we're really pumped to be a part of that.
That's what I was going to get into next year with you. So, you know, iRacing, man, is just blowing up. You know, I didn't realize how big it was, and I feel like a broken record because I said that a lot over the last, you know, couple weeks doing this bonus stuff here. But it's huge. And I feel like with the pandemic last year, when Fox and all them broadcasted those races for about 8 weeks, that just increased the audience, increased the excitement, increase the participation and all that kind of stuff. So talk a little bit about, you know, Valvoline's involvement in sponsoring something like Valvoline Pole Night for the Carnomaly 500. You know, how many things are you guys getting into from that side of thing? And you know, what are you guys seeing benefit wise from that?
Yeah. So it's been a really fun journey, I guess you'd call it. Because if you go back to 2019, we had one of my coworkers was friends with Parker and got us connected. So Parker and I actually met up at the track. So I was out hanging out with Alex Bowman, and then I think Parker buzzed me, and I went over to his trailer, and we talked about iRacing stuff for a hot minute. And it just seemed like something pretty exciting. You know, we were thinking about getting into the esports space. And me kind of having a motorsports background, just pretty familiar with iRacing. And we just kept doing some digging on the eNASCAR series. And the way Parker talked about it and was very passionate about it, said, this thing's going to grow, man, just wait. We were sold. And it worked out really in our favor. You know, no one saw 2020 coming. But, you know, we signed, I guess it was January of 2020. And then, you know, the pandemic hit, and iRacing really just took off, and it's been so fun. And you know, we were really excited to renew our partnership with them this year, and then they continue to bring us awesome opportunities like this, like sponsoring Valvoline Pole Night. We did an event last year with the SECA. We did a pro-am event, and we actually had some of the Kligerman Sports guys. We had all the Hendrick drivers, so we even had Jimmy Johnson, you know, at the time racing SECA guys and gals. And it was a really awesome event. So it's been iRacing, I think, is just a neat space, and it opens that opportunity for many opportunities, because, you know, racing in general is so, the entry point is so high. So it's cool to be part of something where, you know, someone with, you know, a PC, a pretty good steering wheel and some monitors can, you know, go out and really make something of themselves in the iRacing space.
So, absolutely.
You know, it's awesome.
The crossover is just huge. Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, regardless, whether you're talking, you know, old school IROC cars with fixed setups to,
yeah,
you know, like what we've got going on tonight in the Carnomaly 500, where, you know, these guys got an engineer team trying to put together the right setup with a fifth gen COT car going 240 miles an hour. You know, like, right. I mean, are you kidding?
Right. You know, I mean, the opportunities are endless, right? Like, you know, we've got a partnership too with Dinners with the Racers, and it's, you know, like last year, I don't know if you followed any of those events, but they had like IMSA cars and NASCARs on the track together. I mean, you can do, that's a cool thing. Like, you can, if you can dream it up, you can make it happen.
Absolutely.
At iRacing.
And, yes.
It's just so fun.
Yep. And then, you know, you get the legends, you know, could you imagine a crossover series event like that? You know, get Indy, get IMSA, get NASCAR, and get some, yeah, of the greats, and, you know, get Andretti, get Jimmy Johnson, and you know, put everybody together. Why not? You know, let's, you know, the amount of, like, I just see massive amounts of money being generated for charities and things of that nature, which
definitely
is just untapped potential out there, I think.
Yeah. And the racing is great too, right? I mean, I think I fooled my wife a few times, putting on
the
you know, the Pro Invitational last year. And now, like, with, you know, the NASCAR stuff, I'll have it on the TV. And my wife's like, wait, there's a race on tonight? And she thinks it's the real thing. But it's not.
I love it. Yes.
But, you know, you're talking about, you know, this nice crossover. Like, was it last year? Didn't Dale Jr. Race the IndyCar guys,
yeah,
and almost won the race?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
No, 100%. Listen, man, talk about these awesome. I almost wanted to go buy a steering wheel and try to get a late entry to have a shot at this Mark Martin bobblehead, because that thing's pretty sweet. That was a cool little bonus prize for anyone that took the front row during Valvoline Pole Night. Got an awesome Valvoline prize pack that included a Mark Martin bobblehead. That was pretty cool.
Oh, man. You can't go wrong with bobbleheads, if I'm honest. And we've got more. So if you wanna do some sort of, you know, giveaway on your podcast, we can support it. I've got more bobbleheads to get out.
I would absolutely love to do a Lap Traffic Valvoline joint giveaway. That would be absolutely incredible.
And I'll make sure you get one, because they are a great accessory.
I love it.
For your home office. But no, it was fun, you know, talking with Landon and all these guys about, you know, hey, like, what can we do? And I was like, oh, you know, think I had to look through my motorsports stash and see what I've got. And we've got a couple of things we're going to hold on for, you know, historical purposes,
sure,
and stuff.
Sure.
But I was like, oh, man, I was like, we got these Mark Martin bobbleheads. And I mean, The Zoom call lit up with excitement over these Mark Martin bobbleheads. So, yeah, we, you know, I think we're giving away some cups, I think, or some mugs. We've got some stickers and some other items. But yeah, I think like you said, there, the Mark Martin bobbleheads are hot right now.
That's awesome. I love that. All right, man. You watched Valvoline Pole Night. Do you have a favorite in tonight's Carnomaly 500?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know, there's some talent to see. I think, was it Kyle Busch is in the running for this
Kyle
thing?
Kyle Busch is a provisional entrant into it. We've got Nick Ottinger, who's going to be starting. He won the pole on Valvoline Pole Night, but he is starting at the rear of the field to have a shot at an extra $15,000 if he wins the event tonight. So there is going to be a lot of competition, and it's going to be fun to watch tonight. I'm excited. I'm going to sit down. I have some basketball on one TV, the Carnomaly 500 on the other, and a cold beverage in front of me, man.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, $15,000, that's real money. That's a really nice sim rig.
I need to get me one of those things. Apparently, Landon was on last week, and we were hyping up that extra $15,000, and I'm like, that's big boy money right there. Like, that's not a Friday night out. That's life changing in terms of, you know, building and advancing someone's sim racing career in terms of the, you know, investment that they can, you know, reinvest that into their career, which is pretty cool.
Oh, definitely. And me being a track day junkie, I think of everything and how many Miatas can I buy with that much money? So that's about three Miatas.
I love
it. Is what 15K is. So and you know, I'm afraid to pick anybody. I don't want to put too much pressure on anyone.
Right.
But I kind of want an underdog to get this. You know, I think that's
that would be really cool.
You know, that's the whole thing with iRacing. You know, it can be anyone's race. So I'm just excited to see who wins.
That's so cool, man. I love it. Hey, listen, where can everybody keep up on social media with Valvoline Racing, Valvoline in general, man?
Yeah, we're pretty easy to find. We're just at Valvoline across the board. So be on the lookout. You know, we're going to have a bunch of announcements coming up here soon because we are in the mix of race season. So be on the lookout for a couple cool announcements and check out this Valvoline Drift Taxi that Forsberg's going to be launching at the end of this month. It's pretty wild, and I hope it makes its way into some sort of racing game because it is like the paint scheme. Everyone loves Valvoline paint schemes, and I'm really proud of this one. It is wild. So, to go out and follow Valvoline and keep up with us.
I love it. All right, Lap Traffic Nation. Huge thanks to Patrick Jautry with Valvoline for calling into the show to wrap up the 3-week Carnomaly 500 event. Matt, it was great to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you soon, man.
Yeah, sounds good, buddy.
Well, Lap Traffic Nation, how awesome was Patrick there with Valvoline? And I'm pumped. I got a new giveaway now, so I'm very excited. Can't wait to get that Valvoline prize pack from those guys to put together with a little Lap Traffic and have some fun and give some stuff away. You guys know I love to give stuff away. Speaking of that, let's do a little Lap Traffic social media. Everybody, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Make sure you follow on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast, YouTube, The Lap Traffic Podcast, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. If you've made it this far into the show, please go leave a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Don't forget about the Clint Bowyer 124 back-to-back World Champs diecast giveaway that I've got going on, along with some Lap Traffic swag as soon as I hit 5,500 followers on Twitter. It just seems like I can't get over that hump. So continue. Keep those retweets, all that good stuff out there. And of course, got some free koozies if you want one. All you got to do is go to the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, fill out the contact page, and I will be happy to send some out to you for free. All right. And hey, go to manscaped.com. Use code LAPT at checkout. Get 20% off and free shipping. All right. Let's get to why we're all here. Let's get Mr. Jimmy Mullis on the line, along with Landon Castle and Parker Kligerman. Let's wrap up this awesome 3-week bonus show content for the Carnomaly 500. Lap Traffic Nation, wow, what a finish. The Carnomaly 500 just wrapped up. I can't believe how dialed in I was in to a 500-mile sim race. I hope you guys tuned in on Twitch. It was absolutely incredible. Right now, I am joined. I've got three guys on the line. Two of them you are well familiar with, Landon Castle and Parker Kligerman, who I will get to in just a second. But right now, the race winner of the Carnomaly 500, the driver number 46, Sunoco Toyota, Jimmy Mullis. Jimmy, what's up, baby?
How you doing?
I am good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I bet
you are. Yes, sir. Listen, all right, here's what I want to do. I want you to walk us through those last 10 laps or so, because that was some crazy racing. I mean, we saw lead changes. We saw cautions. We got the green-white checkered. I mean, we got everything we would expect out of a real-life Daytona race in a sim race there. So walk us through that as you were dodging left and right on the track there, man.
Oh, yeah. It was extremely intense. Obviously everybody's jockeying for position. It's, coming down to the wire, and, there's a lot of really good cars up there. And, those late race yellows really mixed it up with a lot of guys choosing to pit. And, I felt like staying out was my only chance at winning. And, what do you do coming to these races and not try to win? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, had to go for it. And then just nailed a restart on the outside of Nick Morse. I don't know if he spun the tires or what, but I know we launched at the same time, and I just happened to get fortunate enough to take the lead into one. And then we had another caution, and from there I just, got really lucky and was able to hold everybody off, man. This is huge.
I love it, man. All right. So talk about your involvement over the last 3 weeks. Like, is this all you do? Like, you got the day job? Like, how, you know, over the last couple of weeks, I've talked to guys like Nick Ottinger, Ray Afala, who had great Valvoline pole nights, who had great Blue Emu nights. And we're not talking to them tonight. We are talking to Jimmy Mullis. So talk about the amount of time that you put into your setup and all that stuff over the last 3 weeks.
Oh, of course. You know, a lot of time goes into events like these, and but it's been a little difficult to balance my time with this and the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing series going on. So I've put as much time as I could into it. I almost grabbed the pole, actually. I qualified third, and then I think I finished 19th in my Blue Emu night. We just really missed it that night, and luckily I was able to come today with a really strong car, and that's a huge thank you to Nick Ottinger. We woke up today and put our heads together, and I mean, I really give all the credit to him. He really nailed it on our long run car, and like I said, all credit goes to him. We had a really fast car, and it showed there late.
I love it, man. All right. Also on the line, let's get them on. Landon Castle, Parker Kligerman, the guys behind the eRacer series. Gentlemen, man, what a broadcast. I mean, I'm on cloud nine. You guys just called this thing. How are you guys feeling right now?
It's amazing. I mean, the whole event was incredible. It was so much work, so much reward, though. Jimmy, congratulations. It was an incredible drive, an incredible journey. I mean, that's just what we want to capture here at eRacer. That's why our events are long. That's why they're challenging. You know, we saw the best of the best in the field, but there's so many other storylines there. These drivers had to go through prelim races, heat races with no cautions, and consolation races for some of them, and racing against drivers they don't know and they're not used to seeing and not used to racing against, and it can cause a lot of bad luck. I mean, you know, we had eNASCAR drivers that were eliminated after the first round, didn't even make it to the qualifying round. So it's just the whole event coming to fruition is what we like to see, and coming down to that final moment where Jimmy, he takes the checkered flag and the money.
Definitely. And I just got to say thank you to the almost 400 competitors that started about 3 weeks ago at the beginning of this event. All our crew, 16-plus person crew, working thousands of hours to get all this done. Everyone did a great job. And, you know, the competitors, like Jimmy, you know, just put so much time and effort in this. We're glad to reward them with a great show, you know, and a lot of production effort behind everything. And this is what we're hoping to do to eRacer. You saw there at one point, you know, you had eNASCAR drivers like Jimmy Mullis and Ottinger, and you had a guy like Steven Norman and a NASCAR driver like Kyle Busch all racing door to door at one point. You know, this is the only place in the world that can happen. iRacing provides the incredible platform to allow it to happen as well. And it's just, it's cool to see it all kind of come to fruition with a great race like we had here tonight. And a massive congrats to Jimmy. You did an awesome job. You stayed in it. You survived, which was one of our keys to the race. And right when it mattered, you had a fast race car to take advantage. So we'll be very happy to send you that $3,000 check. And hope that we'll see you in our eRacer event soon.
Oh, you absolutely will. Like I said earlier, thanks to you both for, you know, putting events like this on. They're super fun to be a part of, and just for, you know, sim racing to get the exposure it's getting, and, you know, have events like this be even possible it's unreal. And, it, like I said, it's a pleasure to be a part of these races. I appreciate you guys allowing, me to be a part of it. And I definitely look forward to the next one.
Jimmy, walk us through your iRacing career a little bit. You know, I know you've been around a minute, but walk us through and then kind of wrap that up with, you know, what this type of event, this type of prize purse, you know, what that can do to accelerate your career in iRacing.
Well, you know, I've been on here since 2013, and I've gotten to the Coke Series back in 2017 was my first season. I've been in there ever since, and I grabbed a few wins, had a couple chances at trying to go for a championship, but never sealed the deal. But I've also had the opportunity to, you know, be a part of big events like this, and I've grabbed a couple wins in them. I actually, Parker, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure you guys also hosted the Hard to Drive 300, or was that Brian? That was that one.
We were helping out. That was Brian, but yeah. You can count it as a win. You can count it.
I'll count it.
Two in a row.
Yeah, two in a row in the old cup car, man. That's pretty incredible. And this event, man, it's just the money is great, but you know, just adding events like this to your virtual resume, as you could say, is always a cool thing to be able to do. And it's going to be cool, you know, years from now to be able to look back and see that these type of races were even you know, a thing. And to be a part of them nonetheless, to win is huge. And like I said, like the money's great, but just to add another win to the case is always good.
Absolutely. All right, now speaking of that win and stuff, like, it's a virtual race. Is the trophy virtual, or is there a real trophy coming your way too?
Oh, there's a real one.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I love that.
No, that's awesome.
Fantastic.
We've got a real trophy headed his way. It's going to have his car on it. You're going to love it.
Oh, that's
man.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. I cannot wait to see a picture of that, because that thing's got to be sweet. I know it will be sweet. Landon, Parker, you guys kind of teased it there at the end of the broadcast about what's next. I'm excited to see what's next. I was going to ask you guys, you know, what's next as far as, you know, different track, different, you know, what car are we going to race next time? But it seems like that's going to be under wraps, at least for the time being, eh?
Well, you know, it's we're not too afraid to share, because last year we launched eRacer with the Firecracker 400 using the 1987 car at the old Daytona surface. That race will be coming back. We're going to have some dates to announce soon and details on that event. I think that that's going to be even bigger and better than it was last time. We'll have the eRacer predictor. Hopefully we draw the largest crowd that we can draw for that one. Obviously, in our portfolio of events, we've got the Landon Castle Qualifying Challenge. There's going to be a great facelift to that event that's going to make it unique, even more unique than it already is. So we're looking forward to a lot on our table this year. So we got a lot going on at eRacer. Parker and I, you know, we love sim racing. We love iRacing. We're trying to build this community. Our Discord channel is kind of the hub for that. It's an easy place to get a hold of us, whether you're a fan, a racer. Get in there, make friends, hang out, send me and Parker a message. We'll say hello.
That's awesome. Jimmy, what's next for you, man? You got a race scheduled coming up anytime soon?
We race in 2 weeks in the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series at Atlanta. So as far as I know, that's the next thing on my calendar. And then obviously anytime eRacer puts on an event, I'll be there too.
That's awesome. Jimmy, give everyone the 411, where they can find you on social media. Shout out to the sponsors, the team, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/@jmullisracing. That's JMULLIS racing. And then huge shout out to my guys at Lockdown Racing. That's the team that I'm with as a technical alliance, you could say. And also huge, huge thank you to Richmond Raceway Esports. I've been with them for 4 years now, thanks to our great partners at Sunoco Racing, Fuels, Maconi Setup Shop, Sim Seats, JDR Graphics, you know, just everybody that's part of our program. And again, thank you to Parker, Landon, everybody that put this eRacer event on. It's a pleasure to be a part of, and like I said, looking forward to the next one, and thank you for having me here.
That's awesome, man. It's like you've done that once or twice. You did that pretty good, man.
Appreciate it.
Landon, Parker, where can everybody follow you guys? Where can everyone stay up to date on the eRacer series and all that good stuff?
Yeah, as Landon said, just for eRacer, go to eRacer.gg. You can join our Discord straight from there. Discord's kind of the hub for this community, so join us in there. I think we're close to 1,100 members or more and growing. And, you know, it's just a great community of people that love racing, love sim racing. Whether you're a fan or just or involved, get on there, join in, and get in the conversation. And as Landon said, you can always send us a message. We'll get back to you as quick as possible, and definitely be the best place to be alerted for upcoming events and things we have planned for eRacer. And, of course, you can always find us on Twitter and Instagram. Klingerman, he's L Castle or Landon Castle. And yeah, you can always find us those places as well.
I love it. Gentlemen, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this event. I had an absolute blast. The official podcast of the Carnomaly 500. It was an honor, and I truly thank you guys for having the faith in the podcast to be able to be your podcast content provider for the event.
Definitely.
We love
Thank you, buddy.
You.
Absolutely.
We loved having you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it. There is your winner of the Carnarmley 500, Jimmy Mullis, Landon Castle, Parker Klugerman. Guys, look forward to talking to y'all soon. Well, Lap Traffic Nation, I hope you've enjoyed these last 3 weeks with some extra content around the Carnarmley 500. It was an absolute blast and an honor to do this with Landon and Parker. So thankful that they had the faith in me to be able to do this for them. Absolutely loved it. Had such a great time getting to meet all of these iRacing competitors. It was an absolute blast. That said, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for tonight's bonus episode 226. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Follow on Twitter at LapTrafficPC. Huge thanks to Patrick Daughtry with Valvoline, Parker Klugerman, Landon Castle, and our Carnarmley 500 winner, Jimmy Mullis, for coming on to the show. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!